Question. Tell me about a time you demonstrated leadership without formal authority. If you could go back and do something differently, what would it be? One example of leading without formal authority was when we needed to migrate customers off a legacy platform onto our enterprise platform. The challenge was that several key capabilities were missing, and they spanned multiple product teams, none of which reported to me. My role was to influence prioritization across those teams. To do that, I built a framework that quantified the value of each missing feature. For each capability, I calculated the value of the customers tied to it, weighted by the percentage of functionality it represented for migration, and layered in factors like new logo potential, upsell opportunities, the cost of maintaining the legacy platform, and engineering efficiency gains from consolidation. I shared the framework with the product teams so they could use it in their prioritization discussions, and I also presented the findings to leadership to help with organizational trade-offs. To make it easier for teams to take action, I offered to own the user requirements for the features we identified as highest value. As a result, we were able to align priorities across teams and get the critical features into the roadmap, which allowed us to migrate about half of our customers onto the enterprise platform. If I could go back, I would have brought in design and customer success earlier to validate the framework with more qualitative insights. The quantitative model was strong, but pairing it with customer stories would have made the prioritization case even more compelling.